Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number three of a funky flashback Friday. Rob G, while I'm doing these reads, get Tiger's latest ready. I'm going to come to you for that. But if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Rob G, give us the final on Tiger for today. Where's he at?
Tiger is currently sitting, well, he was plus two on the day. Shot a 74 today. He's at plus one overall. He is started off really poorly. He started off four bogeys in his first five holes.
Wow.
Really turned it on, though, on the back nine. He had three birdies, two bogeys to kind of get back into the swing of things. And because of that, he's making the cut. He's going to be on this weekend. TV networks are salivating as we speak.
What's he at? Is he still at 19th? Tied for 19th?
According to this, he is tied for 19th, correct.
Rob G, you know they're celebrating the networks. There's no doubt. Now, it's NBC, right?
He realistically does not have a chance to win. He's nine strokes back of the leader, Scotty Scheffler.
But hold on, where's his, who's second place? Where's
three
second
under.
Place? Okay, so he's only four off the outside of Scheffler. And we'll see if Scheffler keeps it up.
But it's also Chris. It's also, he's not the only one. It's a lot of guys there. Like,
no, of course. I'm not. Right. I don't think he's going to win.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying four, like if Scheffler comes back to the crowd, which there's a good chance of that, then the crowd is only four strokes ahead of Tiger. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I don't expect him to win. Right. I've been saying that for the past few days.
But there are how many guys between them?
If that's always the case.
No, I know. But everybody ain't coming back to the crowd. I'm just saying. Well, I know he's.
I'm just saying he's only.
It's a lot.
The leader is way out in front, but everybody else is way behind. So I don't think four strokes off from the other guys on after 2 days is not insurmountable. If the leader continues to play as well as he has, then yeah, they're obviously.
So, okay. Guys, also keep in mind, you know, Tiger hasn't golfed in, over a year. Some of the guys who missed the cut altogether, some names that you know, Zach Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka.
Wow.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Wow.
Missed the cut altogether. Justin
Rose.
That's
crazy.
Stuart Sink, who had an ace on Friday. On 16, missed the cut completely. Tiger Woods, with one rebuilt leg, made the cut.
Do you guys golf?
Yes.
I did.
You golf, Rob G?
Yeah, you've seen me golf.
See, Chris?
Yeah.
Rob G, you golf?
No.
You golf,
don't
Rob
lie.
G?
Do not lie. We played in your charity
we
event.
We played in your charity
and we played
event.
Y'all
played about three holes.
No. Rob, you were there when we were doing best ball. Was I not
actually,
always?
I have played with Rob.
Was I not always the guy who had the driving shot for the best ball?
Oh, you
he,
nice.
He was good on the driving shot.
Chris, you were there. I'm not
like
going to say
I
the
said,
rest of my game
golf?
Was good.
Wow.
Okay, look.
Rob,
it ain't
look,
you
know
drive
why?
For show, you putt for dough.
Well, that's where Rob Parker came in. Remember, Rob
I
was only
putt.
Riding. Rob was riding in a cart the whole time, but when we got to the dance floor, he's like, this is where I come in.
I can putt.
Let me just
that's right.
Putt.
You are right. He was,
I knocked
all
down
he
the
did
putts.
Was putt. But
he nailed
that.
Like four of them from Disney. I'm like, you know what, yes. Rob? You can putt.
Rob knows. Rob played with me at the Fox. Remember that, Rob? The Fox Sports Radio tournament
yeah, we played
or
that one. Yep, I remember that.
Keep
that
it real.
Fun.
A brother was swinging that thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's
me.
Alex, grab that. Grab that, Alex.
look at your mind. See,
what?
I didn't even think about that. Look,
Alex,
at you.
Did you hear that?
On that
thank
note,
you.
Yes.
All
thank
right,
you.
Rob, you had an issue with my first team All NBA: Luka Doncic, Devin Booker, the guards. My front court: Giannis, Embiid, and Nikola Jokic. Now, Jokic and Embiid are generally, they're centers, but on the ballot, they were listed as forwards and centers, and so I put both of them on there. But you have an issue, and you're not the only one. A lot of people don't like that they're not, you know, that you don't have to pick one, but go ahead and
share
your feelings.
Yeah, I just think it's
the
easy way out. You're taking the three best frontline players and saying, we don't care what position because they're the three best, and we don't want to shortchange one of the centers, if you had to pick one of the centers and then use another forward in there. I just don't like it. If you're telling me, Chris, that they've made a change and you're taking off the positions and you're just front court or back court, then I could buy that. But we're like adjusting because you have two centers who have played great.
No,
it's an adjustment. That's
no,
what it
it's
is.
Not because it's not new.
No, but I'm just
they've
talking about.
They've been doing stuff like this.
Well, but I don't like it because those aren't the positions.
But don't act like it's new. Anthony Davis has been a first-team All-NBA player as a forward and as a center. That's got nothing to do with Jokic
okay,
and Embiid having a great season.
Okay, but I'm talking about two centers, though, in this situation.
But Anthony Davis, those years.
I'm asking you about
you
these two
say
guys
he's a
this
center.
Year.
Or
are
he's
they
a,
centers
when he
or
made
forwards,
it,
Chris? What are they?
Okay, I'm going
to
tell
if
you
If you
the
had
truth.
To pick one position, not two. If you had to pick one position, would you say they're centers or forwards?
Well, that's what they're listed as.
No, I'm not. I'm asking
no,
you
No, I'm going
to
answer you the way I want to answer
okay.
you. That's what they're listed as.
I'm
Joel Embiid plays half of the game like a small forward. Anybody that watches him sees. He's always out there on the perimeter. He's dribbling the basketball. He's shooting mid-range shots. He's shooting threes. He plays like a small forward half the time. He posts here and there. Jokic plays like a point guard. He's their leader in assists. He brings the ball up court. He pushes it in transition. I guarantee you, if you go to YouTube and put up some Jokic, put up some Jokic highlights, you're going to see him bringing the ball up. You're going to see him throwing passes from the top of the key. So my point, I don't want them to get rid of all the positions and just say take the best five players. I like what they've done with the All-Star game. Go with two guards and three front court players. Because you still, the team, the game, which is moving in the direction of positionless play, in that regardless of position, just about all the players have some level of perimeter skills and play on the perimeter a lot. Not all, but most of them a lot, including the centers, including the best two centers, which is Embiid and Jokic. But size still matters, and teams still usually have a couple of bigs, even if they play on the perimeter. I mean, to be honest, a lot of times you could say Giannis is playing center, even though he's bringing the ball up and he's on the perimeter, because a lot of times he's their biggest guy out there, and if they need him to go inside, he will. He leads them in rebounding. So I don't have any problem with putting these guys on. And like I said, Duncan and Shaq both were first-team All-NBA six straight years together. And like I said, AD and others are listed, made it as both positions.
I don't think of Duncan as a center, Chris. And you said it before. Most people give him the moniker of the greatest power forward. I mean, that's what – nobody says he's the greatest hybrid center.
That's not official,
center.
Though.
No, but that's what most people look at him as. Yes or no? As the greatest power forward.
People do say that.
Okay, that's what I think.
But he's also officially listed –
I get that.
If you Google him, he plays center in high school, center in college, and it says here in the NBA, he played 63% of his career at center and 36% at power forward. He's listed. There's half his career, he's actually listed as a center. He's listed as a power forward.
I just don't look at it that way.
I'm just giving you facts. I mean, no, you're right.
I'm telling you that this is just a way of getting around making a decision on these guys. It's an easy way out.
Who made the rules? I didn't make the rules. The writers don't make the rules. The league sent out the ballots,
Chris,
and has certain players listed. And it ain't just Duncan or Jokic and Embiid. Rob, they sent me the list. Half of the players in the league, essentially, are listed at two positions. LeBron's listed as a guard and a forward. Luka's listed as a guard and a forward.
What position is LeBron? Is he a guard or a forward to you?
Officially a forward, but okay. He plays like both. I mean, that's what, look, let's, I mean, the, everything isn't black and white. We have to understand that a lot of the top players in the league now play
so
differently.
So strip the positions. What does it matter then? We should just strip the positions.
If the league does that, then I'll go vote accordingly. My personal preference is that they keep two guards and three front court players. And here's the other thing. Why doesn't anybody make a stink about all these all-NBA teams that had two small forwards on the starting team or two point guards? That happens all the time. Damian Lillard and Steph Curry, first-team All-NBA. Chris Paul and Steph Curry.
Well, that's a
mistake. Two point guards. LeBron James and Kevin Durant, two small forwards.
That's a mistake.
LeBron James and Giannis, two small forwards.
It sounds like a popularity contest instead of when you go and look at the NFL All-Pro.
Rob, you really going to compare NFL positions to NBA?
But
that don't even
go,
make sense.
No, I'm just saying that they have positions and they go by the position. If you're going to say
it's a different game,
Rob. You're talking about
a quarterback looks nothing like
a
receiver,
and you should have a point guard. If it just so happens that the two best point guards, guards in the league are point guards, pick one and then pick the best two guard. That's all, or drop the positions. That's all
Rob,
I'm saying.
I know you're not. Don't compare football to basketball in this regard. Because a quarterback looks nothing like a receiver. An offensive tackle there's looks nothing like a running back.
There's some tight ends you might say play like wide receivers. Or they catch a lot of balls. Make one of them a tight end or make them a receiver. Cause
that's
they had
one
such a great
position.
Year. I'm giving you an example, though. There's one.
In basketball, it's only five positions, and a lot of the play is similar. That's
just
a fact.
Like
that's
it.
Just the game.
I don't
well,
like it.
Well, that's fine, but my point is don't act like, oh, the NBA wants to make it easy on you, and this ain't new. You just said it yourself. They've had two point guards on teams for years.
But
two
you
small
know,
forwards on teams for years.
My
and
point
now all
is,
of a sudden this is the year everybody want to act like it's unfair?
No, but my point is if it wasn't a big deal because we've been doing this for years, this wouldn't be a topic tonight. We wouldn't be talking about it. The reason we're talking about it is people don't feel comfortable as they might have been in the past, and they look at it as basically, that's why everybody, you just said it. That's why people are talking about it, because it looks funny that you're putting two centers on when one guy, you should pick one of the two and say, who is the
people
best?
Need to watch the games instead of just
other
looking.
NBA writers and people who don't watch the games?
I don't know what the other NBA writers are thinking. I'm telling you my opinion. People need to watch the games and look at how these guys play. Back in the day, every center, everyone, Kareem, Bob Lanier, Willis Reed, Wilt, Bill Russell, Olajuwon, Ewing, Shaq, Alonzo, they all went to the block. Every single one of them. Now that's not the case. So yeah, that one center's on the block. The forwards are on the baselines or the wing. The guards are out top. It's not like that anymore. And for us to act like we can't adapt and we can't watch the game and see that Jokic plays like a – is really – let's keep it real. He's the Nuggets point guard and their center and darn near like a – oh, he ain't a wing because he always got the ball in his hands. And Embiid is out on the perimeter like a small forward half the time. So I actually think this is the way to do it, and people just want to be stuck in their ways, but the game has changed, and I'm fine with this. All right, let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is it unfair that Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic, the two top centers in the NBA, are listed on the ballot for All-NBA as both centers and forwards? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Is it fair? Is it right? Do you like it that Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid are listed both as forwards and centers on the All-NBA ballot?
All right, let's kick it off with Marcus in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marcus?
What up, fellas?
How you?
Great show as usual.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. I got to agree with Chris. I think, I just feel like, the players are way more versatile. I mean, we just got the days of the old school of Jabari center and then two forwards and two guards, those days are over. You got guys that can play all over the court. I mean, I really think that applies. I'd like to, hear your take, Chris, when you get an opportunity or whenever that happens on defensive player of the year, because 90% of the winners have been centers, and I just, the greatest defensive players in today's world can guard 1 through 4 at the least. So, for sure, points, forward and center for both Embiid and Jokic, they should both be on. I have no problem with that. I just think you just need to identify the right guys and give them the award if they deserve it.
Nah, that's a good point, because you're right. Most defensive players of the year have been centers. There have been some, who are guards and forwards. I mean, Michael Jordan won it once. There have been others. But you're right. Look, you're not limited in your vote. You can vote for a perimeter player. You can vote for a center. And I do think over time, I think to your point, you'll probably start seeing more versatile players voted as defensive player of the year rather than just, say, a Rudy Gobert type player.
All right, good Joseph call, in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Joseph?
much. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Joseph. What's happening, man? Good to hear from you. We usually don't hear from you except for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Well, I'm sorry to pop in, sorry to call in. Well, let me get to my point. Let me get to my point here. I think it's unfair because you got guys like Jason Tatum, other good forwards like a Draymond Green, who can play the position two or left out on the old NBA, because Jason Tatum got left out a few years ago, and he got left out because of money. So I think it should be specifically to Joel Embiid and Jokic showing me for center, because you get other players opportunities to become all NBAs and allow them to help their career become a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Tatum is probably the guy. If you had to take off,
right.
Yeah, he probably would have been that first teamer. Maybe Durant, but I think most people, Rob, would go with Tatum.
Durant
this year.
Got hurt this year.
Right.
That's the reason otherwise he would be there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Rob, we want to announce a new affiliate for The Odd Couple. It's a new Fox Sports Radio affiliate in Seattle, Washington. Very nice station out there. Sports Radio 950 KJR. It's Seattle sports leader. And we'll be on there 4 to 7, of course, Pacific time in the afternoons. It's the home of the Seattle Kraken. And we want to shout out the vice president of programming, Rich Moore. So we got love for y'all.
Thank
KJR
you.
In Seattle Sports Radio 950. We hope you'll enjoy listening to The Odd Couple out there. And as always, Rob, call in. 877-99 on Fox. We'd love to hear from you guys.
That's a legendary station, KJR, Chris, because it's like the old WJR in Detroit, one of the like original stations in the country.
Okay.
So I know KJR is one of those lifelong stations. And we're happy to be on there. Happy
Absolutely.
To be in Seattle. Afternoon drive. Thank you. We can't wait to
Rob, Seattle, and I haven't been there in years since the Thunder, well, you know, used to be the Sonics, moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City. And Rob, that was always one of my favorite places to go, you know, when I was traveling with the NBA. I even went there, you know, because I covered the playoffs for Major League Baseball in the 90s.
Right.
And I remember going there for the Cleveland Indians and their series with Seattle. But I always used to like going to Seattle. It's a great city.
Great city. I have a couple friends up there, Chris. I've been recently. I go like at least once a year, go to a Mariners game, hang out with some buddies up there. Love it. I love Seattle.
Yep. All right, so Rob, you heard Steve mention the article in the LA Times, and our friend of the show, Brad Turner, and Dan Wokey, they wrote a great column kind of summing up the season. And one of the things that they recounted in the story was called The Big Fail, Inside the Lakers' Most Disappointing Season in Franchise History. And one thing they say, Rob, is that Frank Vogel lost Russell Westbrook on day one.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So here's the deal. They say that Russell Westbrook's mentality. So first day of practice, Vogel is like, you know, whoever gets the rebound, push the ball up court. And Russ was like, here's the quote. Russ never respected Frank from day one. This is from a Lakers staffer. Okay. The moment Frank said anybody who gets the rebound can bring it up the court, which is just how the NBA is played these days, Russ was like, nah, I'm the point guard. Give the ball to me. Everybody run. Frank was like, no, we have Talen Horton Tucker. We have Austin Reeves. We have Malik Monk. We have LeBron. We have AD. They can all bring the ball up. And Russ was like, nope, I'm the point guard. Give me that blank. Everybody get out the way. And here's the rest of the quote, Rob. From that point on in training camp, it was a wrap. Because now Russ is a fish out of water. He doesn't know what to do. That's how it started. So, you know, when I watched Russ, Rob, I thought from what I saw, it looked like he was trying to do whatever they needed him to do. He tried to play off the ball. He tried to cut and move without the basketball. And to be honest, we've seen him do that everywhere. He did it in Houston with James Harden. He played off the ball. And with the Lakers, obviously, with LeBron, you know, he tried to adjust. This kind of tells a different story. But it's interesting because even if he accepted that, okay, other guys are going to bring the ball up, I got to be off the ball, there still could have been tension there. It's the, you know, body language. It still could have been like, oh, he's not accepting it. He's doing it grudgingly. And that can set a bad tone throughout the team. So that seems to be how things kicked off, and they may have realized from there, Rob, that this is going to be a long season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not totally mad at him, Chris. It's a hard adjustment. Maybe deep down he thought he could do it, and him and LeBron and Anthony Davis talked about it. But you're asking somebody to kind of change who they are after this long of a career, and we didn't think it would work. I mean, so we didn't think it would work because you're asking somebody to do something different. And then the stuff that he needed to do just isn't his strong suit, right? Being on the perimeter, taking shots. Right. It's just that, so it was set up to fail, and he never really got under it. I mean, he was bad almost from Jump Street. Would you admit that? Would you say that?
He didn't fit, that's for sure. And,
right?
And the
almost
funny
from
thing,
the
Rob,
very beginning.
Is he was putting up numbers. You know, that if you just look at him, you think they're right. I think he ended the season averaging like 18-7-7, which, you know, years from now, when people look at those stats, they're going to be like, oh, Russ wasn't bad. You know what I mean? But you could just see it when you watch the games. He had a lot of turnovers. He's bricking shots. He wasn't effective at all. I don't care what the numbers say.
You're right. Right. And, Chris, you just said a bricking shots. If you remember that video they put out of those misses, it was just mind-boggling.
Yep. And that's the thing. You know what's going to really be interesting? Obviously, look, it's going to be interesting this summer to see where the Lakers can trade him. I think they can trade him because he's got the 1 year left on his deal for $47 million. So
I think he's valuable.
Right?
I do think
that.
Yeah,
they'll trade him. I mean, I don't know if Indiana would do this. They've had a horrible season. They traded DeMontis Sabonis, an all-star big man. They traded Caris LeVert, who's a very good player. Would they rebuild? I mean, they got the Tyrese Halliburton, a young kid who's nice. Would they just try to go young, maybe add a young free agent and in the summer or a year from now and trade Malcolm Brogdon and Buddy Hield to the Lakers for Russell Westbrook. And then a year from now, Westbrook comes off the cap and you have all that money to spend. So it's going to be interesting for that, Rob. But here's the other thing, Rob. Is it is possible. I'm kind of asking a rhetorical question. But
right.
Is it possible that next year could be Russell Westbrook's last year?
What, in the NBA?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, Rob, next year, of course, you know, he's got the contract. After that, if he doesn't, like, if he goes to Indiana and goes back to being triple-double Russ, he may not average a triple-double, but, you know, he's got the ball, he's putting up big numbers, and they're losing. Like, that summer, who's signing him?
No, okay, I got
you. You know
point.
What I'm saying?
But I still believe somebody would sign him, maybe not at the deal or the money, Chris, but there would be some deal from somebody who would take him. I know what you're saying, and what you're saying makes total sense. I get it.
You know, it was similar to Allen Iverson, Rob. So Westbrook is 33. So next year, in November, he'll be 34. Rob, and that's next year. So he'll be 34 years old, turning 35, and he has played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. This was his 14th year, Rob. So next year will be his 15th year.
That's a
34
long
years old.
You're right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I get it that a lot of guys can play a little younger. But Iverson, when he retired, Rob, he was 34. And he played 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. He played 14 years. Mm. So, and you know, we've talked about it before.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
I don't think he'll get a big deal if it's bad. You know what I mean? But I still think that there would be a place for him.
I think the thing that makes it seem crazy that he could be done after next year is that he clearly still can play. You know what I'm saying? Like he's clearly good enough to play in the league and actually put up numbers. But It's all about where teams are at. A team that's a contender would only want him as a role player, and we saw in L.A. this year, he's really not built for that. Physically, skill-wise, or even mentally, I don't think. And then young teams, they're not going to want him, right? Because they want to develop their young players. And Westbrook will take the ball out of a young player's hand.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a rock and a hard place. He really has to rebound and have a different kind of season, Chris, because if he doesn't, the stench of this year and the way people viewed him, you know, like you know, he's very athletic and used his athleticism most of his career. And just watching him, I say it all the time. You know, I never watched him as close as I watched him this past year because I live in L.A. and I watch all the Laker games. You know how it is, Chris. When you don't see somebody every night, it's a difference.
Absolutely.
It's totally a difference.
Well, you're right about that because, Rob, you covered the league, I covered the league, and even other sports. When you only see the opponents here and there, highlights, Sports Center, whatever it may be, you don't see all the warts. And I'm talking about great players. But once they're with your team every night, the team you cover, you see, it doesn't mean they're still not great, but you also see the bad games, the bad shots. I remember Sean Kemp when he got traded to Cleveland, and he was the rain man. And granted, he was right after the lockout, I believe. Or no, he was right before the lockout. But he gained a little weight when he got to Cleveland. But, Rob, it was stunning because he had started to lose a little of his athleticism.
Right.
He is getting his shot blocked a lot. He still put up 20 and 10. But it was like, man, he wasn't quite as good as I expected. He still was a good player. But so you do see, you know, when you see guys every night. But, Rob, let me ask you this. Has your view of him changed? Like of his career?
Not of his career
legacy
and
or
what
whatever.
He's been able to do, but I don't feel nearly as good about him after watching this. I just couldn't believe how terrible. And Chris, it wasn't just, you know, it was the Miss Bunnies. I can't get that video out of my head. Like I can't. I mean, am I making too big of a deal of it? But when you see a professional basketball player hitting the side of the backboard and, you know, just horrific shots.
Well, what I've always said about Russell Westbrook, Rob, is he's an individual, and I mean this in a positive way, but he's a spectacle. He's an individual phenom. Like, he's just something rare. And he was able to dominate, individually, the NBA based on his athleticism. Because he's not... You said it. He's not the most skilled shooter. He's got a fine handle, but he's not like a great ball handler. He's not a great passer, despite all the assists. He's not like, you know, this tremendous court vision and all that. Rob, think about how great of an athlete he is. Because when you can dominate the NBA, the greatest athletes in the world, athletically, that's something special.
Tyreek
Hill. When you can run away from guys in NFL, that's saying something.
Especially when your skill level, Chris, isn't that high.
Right. I mean, that is unbelievable. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. We are wrapping up a funky flashback Friday, but we still got one more segment. Rob, did you see what they laid down about for Will Smith, the punishment?
Slap!
We're going to get into that next.
It was
Keep
a big
locked.
Slap. Yes, we
yeah,
will
you
do
don't
that.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this. Just keep that radio locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nice way to end it, Alex. Very, very nice. All right. If you got a credit card, then sometimes you got credit card questions, and those require real people, folks that understand your issues and work to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Alex and Rob, y'all can get in on this. Rob Parker, though, what do you think? Will Smith banned for 10 years from attending the Oscars ceremony. He's still, though, now he's not in the Academy anymore. Remember, he resigned. But he still can be nominated for the Oscar award and win it. But he can't go to the ceremony for 10 years. Rob, I'm cool with it. Because I think that you have to come down in a way that people know now, man, you can't go up there and just do whatever the heck you want.
Right. No, that's a big punishment, and rightfully so. Chris, that was assault. You can say whatever you want. That was assault.
Right.
And I think that you can't allow that to happen. The 10 years, I get it that they didn't take away. They probably said, well, he did a great job in the Williams movie, right? The Williams sisters playing the father, Richard.
Yeah, I don't think they should have taken the Oscar, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, and they just said, well, he earned that, but his actions afterwards were ridiculous.
Do you think they should have taken the Oscar?
No. I'm saying I get that. No, it makes sense that.
And I like the fact that he's still eligible for an award. Now, I'm
not a chance of him winning anything. I was going to say, you already know.
But, you know, I think this is appropriate. It was at the ceremony that he freaking, you know, did what he did. And, you know, ain't nobody else going up there anytime soon. I can't imagine.
That ain't happening. Hey, Rob G and Alex, chime in.
I wish that the Oscars or the Screen Actors Guild, whatever, they had like a union so he could appeal a suspension from 10 years.
Like if it was baseball
and get like
NFL,
6 years instead. Like that's what I wish would happen. No, but what I really honestly hope happens is that, because I don't think he was as good in King Richard as some of his other roles.
I agree, Rob. Like, I thought he was good.
Yeah. Did you think he was better in what, Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, he was better in that one. He was better in The Pursuit of Happiness. It's kind of like Denzel.
I think Pursuit of Happiness.
Denzel
for sure.
Winning for Training Day. It's a good movie.
Training Day, but he could have won for a lot of other
things. Yeah, exactly. Right. So that was my thing. So I kind of hope that Will Smith has a really transcendent performance in another movie, just see how awkward it is when he wins Best Actor or Supporting Actor and he's not there to accept.
I don't care what he does. I don't think he's going to get nominated. At least for a few years.
You could one-up Denzel and De Niro and Pacino all in the same movie. They're like, nah, we're not giving it to this
guy. Yeah,
guy.
I mean.
No. Alex, where are you? What do you think?
Man, I feel bad. They're giving him the Kanye West treatment, dude, where they're just banning him. Because did you guys know that? Kanye West was actually banned from the Grammys?
Is that right?
Yeah, did you guys know
that? How long? How many years?
It was this year it's happened because they were concerned about his online stuff he was posting, so they didn't let him perform in the 2022 Grammys. So they banned him, quote unquote.
I saw that. Yeah.
So they're giving these bans out to all our people. What's going on here, dude? Will Smith was just, you know, again, it's not right to hit anybody, but I think like it's to him. It's no neck on his back. You don't care. He's literally just sitting at home. He's like, oh,
you know what?
You think he does?
I think he's taking a hit.
No way.
He's taking more of a hit than I expected, actually.
Alex,
how so,
you've
though?
Seen a lot,
he was
of,
America's
a lot of
darling,
in Hollywood,
man.
Yeah.
Yes.
They seem to really be turning on him.
There's no way.
You see some of their interviews. Now, obviously, Denzel, Samuel Jackson, they've stuck by him. But some of these interviews, some of these people are really upset.
They're all actors. I don't believe it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Maybe they're actors.
Well, I'm just saying, dude.
If you watch some of his things with Jada, I don't know. I mean their relationship doesn't look good.
Let me just say this. That's all
I'm glad my marriage ain't like that.
Is that a marriage?
I don't know what that is. I gotta be honest. It's
even
bad.
My marriage was better than that.
Yeah,
I'm
real talk.
Saying.
I mean, I don't
saying.
Know what the heck they doing. All right, y'all have a good weekend.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.